done. All right, and podcast audio, Facebook Live, YouTube going. Sam, I can't see very well, but I think that is a laughing emoji.
Yes.
At me.
Probably because Sam heard the last podcast where you talking about, like, Sam sound like this. My wax accent that, you know, that you do. And Sam does not sound like that because I've heard Sam speak. And that person is from the UK. They are British.
No, Sam's a Negro.
I'm feeling posh, so address me with an accent.
I like how the fucking thing tells me that William Jackson is watching.
Really?
Yeah,
you yourself are watching that there, the thing. Thank you, Facebook.
Hey.
Yeah, no, that's just funny to me.
So we gotta do the official business. All right.
By which you mean a show opener or
in Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.
I'd say you jam one of these in the back of a white man's skull, twist the handle like so, and then your blood runs out through the hole here.
WineCellarMedia.com.
I low-key hate you right now.
Why? Because I got cool shit in the soundboard?
Because I was vibing to the beat, and I literally was, like, snapping my fingers during the trigger warning. We were talking about, like, genital mutilation.
Oh!
Like, I was like, oh, my God! Because, you know, the fucking, because we've played it so many times. Like, it's sort of like an, you know, an autopilot thing with the trigger warning. And I was, like, just feeling the beat, and I was, like, vibing while we were talking about, like, hey, trigger warning, rape. Oh, I look like a dick now. Thank you.
It is different being on video.
I look like an asshole now. Thank you, William. Thank you.
It was an audio show for a while. You don't think about it. It was an only audio show for
quite some time.
No, because we went to video in 2016. It's 2019 now. We're 3 years video. Yeah. 3 years video. And the program is 7 years old. So literally next year, it'll be 50 video, 50 audio. And then after that, video will be the majority.
So basically what you're telling me is I need to buy more mascara and foundation because beauty standards. All right.
Man, fucking drink some fruit. By that, I mean we buy frozen fruit and put it in the blender.
We do. And to whoever asked me, no, I do not have a sinus infection. I have a deviated septum because I got punched in the face a lot as a child because I was in foster care with racist, conservative white people. And I just, it's just a fucking thing. Because, yeah, someone actually DM'd me on Twitter to be like, are you sick right now? Is it like the pollen season? Is it like a sinus infection? No, nigga, I'm always dripping because I have a deviated septum because I got fucked up a lot when I was a kid. So, like, we played the trigger warning. I can say that. Ha ha.
And by dripping, she's not talking about jewelry, folks.
I am.
And I see.
I wish I was, though. But I'm not.
And I see Michael Wright of the Something in Common program over there, which I'm way backed up on the Something in Common program. Like, yeah. I should really just use my Tuesday to fucking binge.
Yeah.
Because thing is, like, Michael Wright and Kimberly Nicole, they're not pumping out episodes, like, daily.
Right.
But, like, they have enough new ones I haven't heard yet.
Okay.
To where it's like, I can get myself into a good binge, some fucking yard work, you know? And Michael Wright also came
please
up off.
Please don't say yard like that,
though. Yard work!
Nigga, this isn't Boston. Stop it.
Yes, it is.
That fucking meme lied to you. That Nobody is likes where you that accent.
Tell your ma to park the car. That's the facts. The, and,
No.
And Michael Wright also coming up off that, that surgery.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah. Nowadays, nigga can eat like 5 sunflower seeds and a fucking half a bagel. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that there's a deal, though, with the bagel is Harry Reid has to have already taken a bite off of it first. It's a little gross.
Why is that the...
It's a little gross.
Why is that the thing?
Why? Because life ain't fair, son. It's mad rowdy.
Damn, I'm glad Mike, this is video so everybody can catch my face.
Michael Wright said, I can't even eat half a bagel. Mm-hmm. Shit's rough. Well, like, what the fuck did I just do with my life? I just had a cup of whiskey.
I don't know, but fucking... our kitchen smells like pizza. Did you order a pizza?
No, I just, I used some slightly different seasonings on my hamburger.
Oh, you used all the ground beef.
There was not much.
No, it's not that yeah. there was much. I was just afraid it was going to go bad.
Nah, yeah, we're in there. We used it all, and I used a lot more chives than normal, and I put the chives, what I do, and apparently this is something that folks somewhere in the UK do regularly, literally, like they take,
I'm not sure this is gonna end well.
It's like, cheese, mustard, and chives, and like bake it onto bread, and that's like a snack out there. I didn't even know that when I started.
You know what? No, I can get that. I can totally get down with that, though.
Yeah. And that's what I used on my burger bun.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Michael Rice said no carbs. What kind of life is that? No carbs?
I will drink when I want to, thank you. And that's where most of my carbs come from, because I'm pretty sure.
You don't eat bread?
Not really. I've been eating it, like, the last couple weeks, because my feet was hurting and I kept falling down. So I needed, like, the sandwiches for... convenience, but no, typically I don't really eat carbs like that. Like, I don't really be eating, like, rice and pasta and shit.
Folks, that's the spouse I am. I'm on vacation days, and I don't know what she eats. I'm literally not going to work for 6 days, and I'm like, what do you... You ain't bread. What
no, do you no, do? Seriously, no, really, like, I don't. Like, unless, like, my feet are hurting and I have to get sandwiches. I love the fucking, like, pre-made subs at, you know, your fucking grocery store or whatever, but no, like, I really don't be eating carbs like that. Because I have enough empty calories from the alcohol I consume.
Michael Wright. I can't afford to eat
carbs, too.
He said no bread, no pasta.
Yeah, I don't eat those things, really.
What's wrong with you people?
I'm already fat, and I don't need to be fatter, so...
Yeah, fat niggas don't know how to eat good. Let me tell you something.
Okay, yep. let me tell you something about I had to fix your fucking pants. Who is fucking... sewing patches into your busted ass pants so you can go to work. Cause you wanna fucking have fucking 6 burritos or whatever the fuck ever it is that you do.
Those patches were in the knees of my pants.
Were they?
Because I walked too fast. Were oh yeah, they? Enough with the pocket.
And the...
The pocket? Where else?
And the...
Oh, the back pocket?
The...
Where?
Crotch area.
I don't even remember. Oh. Was that on the Wranglers?
I made a whole fucking...
No, I
you
know what?
Because I know thread. you don't actually follow me on Twitter, like no. You're not on Twitter. But no, I made like a whole ass thread about like having to use my hair straightener, like my hair iron.
Yeah,
because it gets to like 400 degrees and taking like them iron on patches and ironing like the crotch of your pants. No, and then like having to go back and hand sew the patch in to make sure it stays. And Chino XL liked it, and I'm really not sure how I'm supposed to feel about that. Anyways.
Yeah, because, like, when I gain weight around my buttocks and hips, as soon as I move, the fucking my pants tear immediately.
This nigga said buttocks.
Michael Wright said carbs are the reason I've been a fat ass my whole life.
Praise be.
Yeah, me, right now, I'm like, I'm a 36 waist, no belt. Like, I can... Yeah, no belt, 36 waist. When I moved down here, I think I was a 34.
You're a 34, yeah.
And then I started working the factory, and I dropped to a 32 because it was so physical.
Right.
Then but I started then you, doing machine work.
Right.
And the thing about doing machine work is once you get the machines running well, you're just doing paperwork and just looking at them. You literally just look at the machines and make sure they're doing well, and every hour you do your paperwork.
Right.
And, like, and we got a bunch of overtime, so we started eating good and fucking... Yeah, now I mean, I'm a 36 no belt.
Because that was just, like, the Midwest disclaimer, like, specifically, like, Chicago area disclaimer of, like, we're by the stockyard, so eating good is actually relatively affordable.
It's cheap.
Right, because you can get a fucking steak for, like, $4.
And the powerful irony is, the most expensive meat out here is the shit at Walmart. Right. Even with the yellow tag.
Right, right. Like, local grocery stores have shit cheaper. Which, because, you know, it's not going to be out of my head that I fucking said, like, oh, I'm eating a steak today. And someone's like, I thought you were poor. And I was like, it was literally, like, $2.97. It was a cheap cut of steak, and people were mad at me because I said I was poor and I was eating a steak, and it was, like, a whole fucking thing. And, nigga, they had filet mignons for fucking $6 at the fucking grocery store, though.
And that's them filet mignons, right?
Aye.
Yeah, the filet mignons. They had them fellers on down there.
Black Jesus, save me.
And Michael Wright and Sam posted up in the joint. Michael Wright said, but it's all good. I have lost 50 pounds
that's
since
good.
Surgery.
That's good.
So I'm about to get my girlish figure back here soon.
Just in time for swimsuit season, nigga. What?
See, so now your program could go to video too, and it's just like the trigger warning will just be you twerking, but you'll have the trigger warning written on your butt cheeks. You see, so people
can
read
it. The trigger warning on his butt cheeks.
Yeah, and then do the twerking, like edit it to slow motion so folks can read it.
Slow motion for me. What?
There you go. You like Juvenile Records. Apparently, you're taking over to the 2020 and beyond.
I am, because I want you to back that ass up.
And really, when you think about it, like, because, like, I barely do anymore, but, like, I used to lift weights, and when I think lifting 50 pounds,
yeah,
that's a no-joke lift.
Like, yeah, that, no, because we just did with the fucking cat litter and the bird seed, and I was like, I can't even pick this up, and you were like, okay, I got it, and then you were like, ugh. Whew, barely got it, you know?
Yeah, and some folks might need reference, right? Like, I used to work in inventory with the other company. Mm-hmm. And, like, about, like, 46 to 48 pounds, that is one box of 16 chickens with all of their blood in the box.
And bones, right?
The whole chicken.
Yeah, whole chicken.
So everything but the blood, head. Yeah.
Wait, did it come with the chicken gizzards, too?
The hell is a gizzard? I don't know what that is. Is that when you reach in the booty and pull out the shit?
Or down the neck? Or down the neck, maybe.
No, nah, we reach in. Okay. If I know
you,
right.
You grab it out the ass.
From doing prep. Yeah, we reach in the back. Like, we reach up in there and we grab the business out and throw it away.
A lot of people, apparently not William, but a lot of people, when they make, like, a Thanksgiving turkey, it has, like, the gizzards and shit in it, and you cook it with the turkey. And it's, like, in his own, like, little separate pouch and shit.
I've never
like
done
that. Like, the gizzards and the liver and...
Mm-mm. I never done a domestic Thanksgiving in my life. My biological mother didn't celebrate it. And in the foster care house, it was... They didn't take that shit serious. And then once I became an adult, I already don't do it. So it's, like, I already don't like doing things. So it's, like, I'm not doing another thing.
Right.
And, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, and Sam said he works the shop floor, so still rocking a 32 waist. And Michael Wright said that Kimberly Nicole lost almost 100.
Holy shit.
And that's like...
Get your life, girl.
And I know other niggas is stronger and they're going to roll their eyes, but like, that's what I bench. If I bench, 100. I don't fuck around over that. You start fucking around over that, like... I don't have spotters around me.
Like,
Phoenix cannot spot me. I'll die.
16-year-old me, who was an athlete before I got sick, could bench over 100 pounds. I could bench, like, 150. Like, I was fucking rocking it. Because I really thought I was going to play sports in college, though.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that shit. I served 100 MCs. I battled a lot.
Well, get your life.
We have not. Okay, I think this is a news and comment program. Holy shit. It's fucking 14 and a half minutes. What have we been doing?
Talking, riffing. But what is it you always say? We should be recording everything, right?
Yeah.
And this is fucking why, because we have dope ass conversations, though.
Especially when they're interactive.
The fuck this name is?
This person's name is...
It's not a person.
Oh, fuck. That's Mikayla? Not a person.
Mikayla?
It looks like Mikayla.
Mikayla with a Q? All right, fine. Fuck you, little Mikayla with a Q.
Okay.
Or Mikayla.
How is this a story? What is this?
Because this thing, and I emphasize thing because this is like a, like a digital thing, like The Sims and shit, right? Like, it's a fucking fictional character that's like a fucking 3D image. However, this thing, Mikayla, whatever the fuck her name is, is apparently signed on for a Calvin Klein campaign. So, like, apparently...
Really? So they used their signature. Signed on.
So apparently modeling has gone so far that they're using, like, digital models to model their shit. So this is just feeding into the whole, like, you will never be as beautiful as a model kind of shit. And it's a little weird, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, so, a fake 3D, apparently mixed race individual with a lot of freckles is, yeah, I'm taking it kind of personal. Is apparently like part of the face of a fucking fashion movement. So it's like, how fucked up is your shit that you're using fake people? You're using like, and I'm not sure I can adequately convey the outrage over this, but it's like literally you're using a thing that's a 3D model that you create. You can place every freckle. You can place the eye color, the hair texture, the fucking boob size, the waist size, the butt size. And you're like, and now we've made a model. So you're literally creating something that's not human to be like, and this is what women should look like. And it's going to be a fucking problem.
And this is for the folks down there at the Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein. Calvin Klein is using her. It. Yes.
That still bugs me out. Like the fact that people actually... I don't know how many... Like, what percentage of the population out there cannot decide on if they like an article of clothing or not unless they see it on another person?
So, originally the point of fashion models was to create, like, fashion. Excuse me. And they were supposed to be, like, super skinny hangers. So you walk down the runway and see, like, oh, this is what it will look like on a hanger. And then you, you know, determine. But the things are, like, fashion does actually impact us. And, you know, I hate to, like, fucking reference what? Like, fucking The Devil Wears Prada or whatnot. But that's the thing is, shit that's, like, on a runway in 2 years will be trickled down to a more sensible thing that's accessible to regular people.
I think we pretty much have all the clothes we need. I think they can kind of shut that whole thing down.
I mean, they can.
To quote Todd Akin.
I mean, they won't, but, you know.
Like, who is still going to this shit? Like, I want to meet somebody who actually goes to fashion shows.
That's why people like, a lot of people like Cardi B, because she's always, like, fashion forward.
But who are the, that's the thing, I want to meet one of these lot of people and listen to them articulate why this shit matters.
Ask Ray Ray friends.
Who?
Ray Ray.
Who's that?
Raymond.
Oh, I don't do the double. Okay.
Raymond. I call Raymond. Him Ray Ray all the time. Oh, no, man, but he has, like, there's someone I follow on Twitter because Raymond follows them, so I just assumed they were dope and they're, like, very obsessed with fashion.
But can they convince me that it's important? Again,
nobody can convince you of anything, like, first of all. First of all. But no, like, I get it, because I can see when you see a runway look and you're like, oh, this is ridiculous. But then you see, like, the, I don't want to say amateur or juvenile, because I feel like that's, like, discrediting, but, like, the, you know.
I need an example. Like, the ticket. Like, what is something that was on one of these deals that's ridiculous, but now... If I go to that McDonald's right outside the house, I'll see somebody wearing the thing of that thing in line to get a McChicken.
Okay, so, like, I can, but I can't do it right now because I do not have the visuals in front of me. But there was an era of fashion a couple of years ago where it was, like, a packed and pressed, and they were very, like, specific about creases, right? creases and like looking like something was just like folded and pressed and you just pull it off the rack. And that was a thing in fashion for a minute. And then like 2 years later, I still have the blouse to this day. It's a professional blouse for like a work office type ethic that has creases in it. And those creases are directly influenced by the, you know, by what they were doing on the runway.
Wait, so they just took pleats and put them in a shirt?
Yes.
That's not... I don't think they should have got paid whatever they got paid to do that shit. I think even I could do that with some hot glue and a stapler. I mean,
but when you make it a cultural trend, that deserves a level of appreciation.
You don't make it a cultural trend.
And yet they did, because everybody had that shirt that year.
Nuh-uh.
The peasant blouse... That was a fucking trend.
Marketers do that. Hmm. Marketers and advertisers drum it into your dome.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And patriarchy and cis sexism. Mm-hmm. All that shit does it. I'm not giving some dork with a needle.
And that's the real gay agenda.
Folks know that I'm definitely fun to hang out with. I have a pretty good time.
So anyways.
I was watching the news earlier.
Were you? Because it doesn't sound like it.
No, it was not the news. It was MSNBC. I wasn't watching the news. Yes, so, ma'am.
We're going to get serious. Like, no, deadly serious. We already played the trigger warning, right?
And we literally just discussed something. So there you go.
We already played the trigger warning, right? Cause...
See.
So a man in Alaska, which I have heard from fellow Alaskans is the rape culture capital of America.
Jesus Christ.
A man in Fairbanks was arrested after a surveillance camera showed him raping a woman inside a police station. Spoiler alert, he's not a cop. Just a man who raped a woman inside a police station.
And you think, like, not even like a... Because you told me about this one when you were putting it in the notes. Yes. And I'm like, he's a cop, right? But like, a janitor, guard, someone in the cell? No, just in the station. Mm-hmm. Well, like in the fucking lobby?
Mm-hmm. An emergency dispatcher alerted officers after the security cameras caught the assault in the station vestibule, according to the Fairbanks Daily News Miner.
Wait, I don't have that word memorized.
What word?
Vestibule.
Oh, it's like a space.
Ma'am, what type of space?
Oh, it's like a space in like a building. Like a vestibule is like typically like an entry type space.
An entry space?
Yeah.
Like a little hallway?
No, like
a doorway?
Like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was about to make a hospital reference, but you don't fucking go to hospitals.
No, that's a waste of time.
No, like when you walk into a building and there's just like an open space and then they have like all the signs like, if you want this, go here. If you want that, go there and like whatever. But it's like the lobby. It's like the lobby.
Oh, so the lobby.
Okay, let's go with that.
So I don't have to use all this fancy Lucifer Morningstar language.
That season ended on some bullshit.
They had a pretty good queer relationship in there. It was very responsible. She's giving me the Bernie finger. when the Bernie finger comes up, that's when oh my goodness, I'm looking at you in the playback gesticulating and it's outstanding.
So, anyways,
yep.
An officer pulled a man off the unconscious woman, who then woke up and was taken to a local hospital.
He had to be pulled off.
Had to be pulled off, yeah.
The
We all have questions, nigga. We all have questions. Devin Thomas Gage, all
right,
age 25, was arrested Monday at the station and told officers he thought it would be quote-unquote adventurous to rape an incapacitated woman at a police station.
You know, fucking 25 years old. You know, see, and it goes back to that fucking shit where people are like, oh, you gotta wait for evil, horrible, bigoted people to just die out. And it's like, okay, let's pretend that racism is gonna die with Hillary Clinton.
Right?
Rape culture still exists. Uh-huh. Transphobia still exists.
Yes.
Homophobia still exists.
Yes.
All of a sudden, this is a 25-year-old.
Right.
Is that even a millennial? That's Gen Z.
That's Gen Z. Also, remember the fucking kids who were making fun of the Native American activists at fucking D.C.? They were like, that was a high school trip. They were like fucking 16.
Oh, yeah. See? So, So all the evil will die when all the people over 60 die, as they said when those people were 50, and right. when those same people were 40.
Right.
I mean, fuck, you dance it back 30 years ago. I'm sure someone said that shit in 1989.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm quite sure people have been saying that since, like, Martin Luther King, at least.
Yeah, which was, that was one of the first times that racism ended.
Well, I mean, Harriet Tubman ended it before, but yeah.
Yeah, well, but then Abraham Lincoln also ended it after her.
He did.
Then he did that.
Yeah, he did that.
Malcolm X also ended racism.
He did that.
And Huey P. Newton, then he came in and said, you know what, I'm not feeling this racism thing. But Huey P. Newton was like, you know what, I think I'd rather have them murder me in a jail cell, and I'm going to pass the baton to Tupac. Mm-hmm. And Tupac said, oh, racism, player, I got that. And then he got shot. And then Obama was like, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that don't like racism. And Obama ended racism once and for all.
Did he really?
Well, he set it up so Herman Cain could end it. Or was Obama
like, my brothers and sisters, racism is bad, but...
You doing Jesse Jackson?
I am doing Jesse Jackson. I can't do it. Chicago biggest. Like, my mom would not let me do an Obama. I'm charismatic. I'm light-skinned. And police brutality is a good thing.
That's what...
folks. Barry, folks.
Yeah, there was that bill in Texas.
Did Beto
vote for that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't you mean the federal bill that was bipartisan that passed to protect blue lives?
Is that what you had, right?
All tea, all shade, niggas.
Alaska, right? 25-year-old rapist in Alaska.
Devin Thomas Gage.
Yes.
Gage told officers he, quote-unquote, really just did it out of boredom and said it was a mistake.
Folks.
After raping an unconscious woman inside a police station.
And then think about what was Brock Turner doing. Raping an unconscious woman.
I'm quite certain it was not out of boredom, though, for his case in particular. I think he just, you know.
Maybe that was one of the things he does to keep himself from getting bored. The boredom part doesn't get to happen because he's raping so much.
I mean.
These are possible.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Kimberly Nicole tuned into the joint.
Hey, girl.
Which Kimberly Nicole, does a program, I think maybe still does Well Fit Curves, which is like a fitness type joint.
Mm.
Yeah, like Kimberly Nicole does a lot of work. Michael Wright does a lot of work too. Yeah, like those.
So we're past the days of you just being like, Kimberly Nicole's assistant.
Oh, nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, because he could beat your ass.
Well, things have changed. I can't outrun him anymore. I've gained and he's lost.
All right, so, why is it taking us like an hour to get this fucking story done?
I don't know. I shouldn't start the day with a burger and a whiskey. We're supposed to go see John Wick. We got to go see Baba Yaga.
We're doing that today?
You asked me to yesterday.
I didn't think you took me serious.
Yeah, we were drinking vodka, but I remember that.
Well, I remember things too.
That's right. We have a pretty good time. Everybody consented.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. So the video footage shows Gage and the woman entering the vestibule around 4 a.m. and appearing to fall asleep on the bench before Gage got up and forced himself onto the woman while she was unconscious. The woman fell to the floor after an officer pulled Gage off her and slowly regained consciousness. The woman appeared confused and became emotional, telling an officer she never consented to have sex with Gage. Gage said,
here we go,
he was sober, did not have any mental health problems, medical problems, and had been with the woman all night, according to police, who found an empty bottle of vodka in his pocket. So he raped someone for fun in a police station. And that's like the whole thing.
And he's also 25. Like, again, I think, and I saw, you know how a tweet gets treated as a meme now.
Of course.
It was a tweet that said, and I mean, I'm sure many people have said this, but it was like, we need to socialize boys in a way that rape is as unthinkable as cannibalism.
Hmm.
You know, and I think I'd use something other than cannibalism.
Right.
But yeah, it should just be like the, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I think cannibalism is actually really a bad example in that case.
Yeah, like, there's not related at all.
No, but the thing is, like, cannibalism is, like, acceptable in, like, a dire straits, like, absolute survival situation, right? Like, you fucking, your plane crashes with your soccer team and you have to eat someone to stay alive. And
you're
so,
thinking about that in a movie.
I am. No, but also, no, like, on a larger scale, though, it is reinforcing the idea that if it's for survival, it's okay to rape somebody. And what the fuck is this fucking, what the fuck do them racists call it? That fucking white, where they're scared about not enough white babies being born.
Oh, genocide.
White genocide, right. And, yeah. Using cannibalism, I think, just feeds into the white genocide narrative. Like, this is a survival thing, and therefore, it's okay.
And there's that clown-ass nigga that called himself, fucking King Noble.
My God, that nigga.
Wolfing that bullshit.
Yeah.
And just for Kimberly Nicole out there, the wife school huckster, Ro Ilori Cutno, wants everyone to know that you can make money in Britain or Europe. You can pick one and make money there. All right. Mm-hmm. So just so folks know that. Because I know Kimberly Nicole takes a strong interest in the wife school huckster.
She does.
All right. What the hell else is thugging it out here?
Oh, my deviated septum is. New Hampshire.
Yes.
Which also, just keep in mind that these are what, the fucking, like, East Coast liberal elites or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Right. So a lunch lady was fired because she gave a student food who was $8 behind on his hot lunch bill.
Damn, the story I saw, a man got fired. So two different stories. Outstanding.
Out fucking standing. But also keep in mind, this is, like, right after another school on the East Coast wouldn't accept donations. Like local people raised, like, $8,000 to pay, like, the lunch fees, and the school wouldn't take it. Yeah.
That puts a whole new spin to that phrase, your money's no good here.
So, Canaan, apparently, because why not get biblical? Muskoma Valley Regional High School lunchroom employee Bonnie Kimball thought she was doing the right thing when she let a student take food even though he didn't have money to pay. Her employer, Cafe Services, disagreed and fired her, accusing her of stealing the $8 lunch tab.
Nigga, how the fuck you steal some shit by paying for it?
Nigga, we all have questions. We all have questions.
Nigga!
Kimball said the staff at the small high school where she worked for 4.5 years knows the students and their circumstances when they come to the lunch line. We know these kids, Kimball said. The boy had several a la carte items on his tray, and Kimball quietly told him to have his mother put some money on his account. That was on March 28th, while a manager, because niggas love managing shit, for the Manchester-based Cafe Services was at the high school observing operations. The food vendor's contract was up for renewal at the time. On March 29th, a student came in and paid his lunch bill. Kimball, however, was called in by two managers that fired her over the tab. Kimball said her direct manager instructed her in February to let students take food and discreetly tell them they needed to add money to their account. The manager was concerned about the pending contract and did not want to cause any issues at the school, she said. We weren't supposed to pull trays, according to Kimball. Cafe Services was going up against the Abbey Group for the food service contract, and, of course, representatives for Cafe Services did not respond to a request for comments.
Nah, I tell you, fucking, like, just the goddamn school so-called food, those fucking pizza squares, and I think on back in my day, because if I'm talking elementary school, we had the fucking hard reusable plastic tray. I don't know if you had that.
We did. We had that.
Yeah, the hard reusable plastic tray. There's like some Karn in it. You might get that fucking pizza square.
Yeah, the pizza square, yeah.
Or a fucking,
like a bum-ass cheeseburger.
That, we never got that shit in my elementary.
Yeah, we had the bum-ass cheeseburger. We had the pizza square. or like some like fish sticks or like some chicken nuggets.
Or the Salisbury meat byproduct.
We did not get that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was like fucking Satan's boogers. Like that shit was not popping. Yeah, burger, very rare. Mm-hmm. And you would get it with these fucking...
Wait, what?
Very rare. In elementary, very rare, the burger.
I wish we would have had that.
And, but it wasn't actually... You know it wasn't no damn burger. That wasn't no damn... Yeah,
it was
that,
like fucking horse meat or something.
Yeah, and like fucking ground up duck beaks or whatever the fuck is happening.
Duck beaks.
Wasn't no damn...
All right.
Duck tails. Woo-hoo. All right. But fuck
somebody it. Made a whole appreciation thought about the theme song for that.
Yeah, they did the right thing. Scrooge McDuck. But
Scrooge
fucking,
McDuck, you fucking Scottish asshole.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that shit should just be part of the taxes.
Yeah.
It should just be part of the damn thing.
Oh, shit. I'm going to say it again. I said it before, but somebody said that, like, school lunch money is actually part of the defense budget somehow because of, like, a writer. So, like, when schools don't have a lunch money budget, they should be billing the defense department. I swear to God, I'm going to fact check it. I know I've said it, like, three times, and I still haven't fact checked it, but I'm finna do it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever said it on the program.
I think I said it once before.
Word?
Yeah. Okay. Word. I think I did. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just make the shit part of the damn tax. That should just be in there. Britton Gadsden up in the joint said, no child left behind, but let them starve.
Let them starve.
Britton Gadsden from the Twitter posted up over here on the Facebooks Live.
Because hunger increases standardized test scores or something.
And then you have Jean Valdespino said, I know the company that provided my school food was also used by prisons as well. Some prisoners, they got some good chocolate milks in there.
And I just want to know which company it was now because I have a company in my head and I just want to know if it's the same one. But no, I distinctly remember that like poor black kids, and there were like three of them, in my school when I was in like fifth grade, were denied their hot lunches that were actually like federally funded or state funded, whoever, because of their income in the family. They were denied those lunches if they were late to school.
Because they were late to school?
Yeah, like I distinctly remember like everybody, and her name was Kamosha, and she had moved to the suburbs from like Chicago because her brother was a gang member and it had caused, you know,
problems.
Issues. That was problems. So, no, she moved out here and they had some Section 8 shit and whatever. And she had got the free lunches. Her lunches were free. Like, they were fucking paid for by the government. But if she was late to school, they would take her lunch card away. Because we had lunch cards. Y'all had lunch cards?
By the time we got to middle school, yeah.
Yeah, so you had lunch cards where you would, like, punch it for, like, it was a 5-day card.
Yeah.
And it was good for, you know, those 5 days. And someone would punch 5 days worth. And, they would just take her fucking lunch card from her. So, like, I remember it was, like, a regular fucking thing that we would be like, oh, okay, I have a hot lunch, and I'm gonna, you know, take half of my fucking pizza square. And someone else would be like, I'm gonna take half of my brownie. And someone else would be like, I'm gonna take half of my milk box or whatever and give it to her. And, like, that was, like, a thing. Because kids hate socialism, though.
Yeah.
But no, like, we knew it was a thing. Like, Kamosha didn't get her lunches, and we wanted that girl to eat, so...
Was her parents dropping her off late?
Oh, she had to walk to school.
What? They didn't have a... She was, like, not in the bus route?
We didn't have a lot of buses.
Oh, there were just no buses?
Yeah, there were no, like, buses to the school.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because it was assumed if you could afford to live there, you could afford to take your child there, and there just was, like, not a bus route. Yeah.
America is fucking shit.
Ain't it though?
And John Valdespino put up a link with the psmag.com, the magazine, and the history of school lunches.
Mm.
And same person, Valdespino, said, apparently you fight communism and socialism better on a full stomach.
I mean.
Yeah. That's why you can't be feeding them damn kids. If they're hungry, they'll compete like capitalists.
Who the fuck was it? Tyrese who said some shit like that? Like, some nigga from the West, specifically California, who's an actor, specifically said they only got a high school diploma because they were poor and didn't have food, but they qualified for like free lunches, and so they made it a point to get to school because they knew they could eat there. And I think it was Tyrese.
If you have an open campus, you can just go during lunch.
Who?
Open campus.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what those words mean.
Oh, Stadium High School in Tacoma, Washington State. had open campus policy, which meant students could just come and go anytime. And I was attending Stadium High School, but then the foster care system house pulled me out so that I could babysit the smaller kids because they didn't feel like doing it. Mm. So I was just 14 years old, just not in school. And like, I mean, I babysit the kids to a point. Like, I babysit them in the morning and get them to daycare and right. small kid elementary school and shit. Mm. And then I just have a day. And like, part of my day.
Why is it small kid elementary school? Preschool, you mean? Yeah, you're fucking my preschool head start. What the fuck?
Small kid elementary school.
Okay.
Fucking. Okay. Yeah, so I just had a day.
Okay.
And, yeah. And yeah, I would like I would go sweep the floors down at the U-Haul.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I would get $25, and I would go get my hair cut for $5, mm-hmm. maybe get a new do-rag for like $2, and have some change in my pocket to mm-hmm. get like a, you know, a CD or something or some instrumentals I could rap to.
Right.
And then also I always remembered, you know, around like 10:30, I need to get myself on down to the school, go pick up my lunch, eat, and then go back about my day.
We had cops outside our campus just in case anybody was sneaking off.
Oh no, yeah, open campus.
We did not have only seniors were allowed to leave, and yeah, but no, we had a bunch of cops who were like just there waiting to be like, "Are you a senior? Let me see your ID," type shit.
Hmm.
And it was like, yeah, but of course, you know, they only stop certain people.
Oh, you know what? Spanaway Lake High School in Spanaway, obviously, in Washington State. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember them being on open campus, too. Like, when some of us were, like, 17 and 18, but we're all homeboys. Like, some of the homeboys were still in school.
Right.
But at lunchtime, right. they could come mob out and hip-hop
oh,
with us.
Oh, absolutely the fuck not.
Yeah, and then get back to class.
Oh, no, they would be arrested for that.
Yeah, we didn't live in a stupid conservative town, so. yeah.
Hello. Foster care. Not like I picked it myself.
Yes. All right, let's see here. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling one out of left field, buddy chief.
Oh, but I had...
Oh, yeah, what you got?
One.
Lace me up.
Hashtag Florida man.
No.
Yeah, you lived there for 12 fucking years. Fuck you, nigga. A Florida man has been arrested for... Would you like to guess why?
No. No, it's fucking. I've done too many of these, and you can't guess them really.
No,
was there something? Was there a blood alcohol limit that was above the legal limit?
I don't know. Probably. I ain't even read the story yet. I just read the headline.
Oh no! All right.
Oh really? You're not even gonna?
No.
Florida man.
Ooh, excuse me.
Arrested for playing basketball naked, but he told cops he had a good reason. Hashtag sis identity extremist.
Playing basketball naked?
That's what he is saying.
Now, if you do that move where you dribble between the legs, you really can't mess that one up. You better get that move right.
And apparently, Madeline Marr, who works for the Miami Herald, has a sense of humor. Also, please stop telling me my fucking... My phone just messages me to let me know how many hours I spend online, and it's kind of disgusting, and I wish that they would stop doing that.
Oh.
All right.
How come mine doesn't?
Oh, no.
Oh, you know what? You have a different model.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. So, Madeline Marr, who has a sense of humor, starts this article off with a joke. Wonder how Dwayne Wade would weigh in on this argument.
Who's there? Dwayne Wade? Who's that?
That's an NBA player.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So we doing that.
I don't know. He's in the Senate or something. I don't know.
If he was in the Senate, you would know who he is.
Yes.
A Florida man was arrested on an indecent exposure charge after he was spotted playing basketball in the nude at a public park. The incident went down on Sunday around 7:30 p.m., according to an arrest report.
Oh, fuck, so the sun was still up.
Shit. 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, at this time of year, the sun was still up.
According to a report from the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, a worker with the...
What happened?
Why is the park called Candyland?
The what?
Candyland.
That's the name of the park?
Yeah.
Who the fuck? There's really nothing normal happening in Florida.
So a worker with the Candyland, with the Candyland Park.
Which is really where you shouldn't be naked. It's called Candyland.
Woo! Oh, chill out. It's next to the Shoes and Ladders Park. A worker with the Candyland Park in Longwood called authorities after spotting a naked man walking around. Responding officers found Jordan Anderson on the basketball court shooting hoops. When asked why he was in his birthday suit, as per the report, the suspect said he was playing basketball without any clothes to enhance his skill level. What the fuck? Why y'all like this?
I didn't think that was going to be the reason. I really thought it was going to be because I'm too drunk or something to enhance his skill level.
That's what he has said.
Do you suspect meth to be a part of this story?
Maybe.
Like, we might as well start calling all our white on white shit just meth watch.
The 29-year-old unemployed man.
Oh, no.
Was arrested on charges of indecent exposure of sexual organs and taken to the John E. Polk Correctional Facility on a $500 bond.
John E. P-O-L-K?
P-O-L-K, like the president.
I wonder Polk. If that's what they named Polk County after.
There was a president named Polk, I think.
Polk?
Like P-O-L-K, yeah, I think there was one. Or a vice president or something. But. Alcohol and drugs
played a role.
Were not involved.
Why not?
According to the affidavit.
That's how you make the story make sense.
You don't deserve sense, nigga. What?
Sober white people in these stories are scarier. You don't deserve sense. It's definitely scarier when they're sober.
Tell me.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what your your rhythm is off. I didn't know if you were still going.
Oh, no, that was like the end of the story. No. Ah, shit, my bad.
It was a weird dead air moment.
Oh, no, because then I was looking at like the you might also like, and I was like, I don't actually like any of this. But yeah, so, you know, playing basketball naked and hands.
Oh, fuck, that's
skills.
The end of the story. That's yeah, all
no,
it is.
No, that was the last line. That was the last fucking line. Alcohol and drugs were not involved.
They don't say he was, arrested on, what, indecent exposure of sexual organs?
Yes.
That's the only charge?
Yeah.
All right.
But Alabama was,
you know, what the fuck are you doing?
But, today? Yeah.
All right, folks, yeah. So. I've been doing more E.W. Jackson clips this year than I normally have in the whole time of doing this program. E.W. Jackson is a black Negro man of whom is a conservative Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And he first hit my radar literally like my first couple of months in doing the program.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in the very same clip, within the very same few seconds, called Barry Hussein a Muslim and an atheist to the point where he had to stop himself and say, I don't even know how he does that, but he's doing it.
Wait, who was the Muslim atheist usurper?
Who said that?
Yeah.
I know that Bob Kincaid says it as a joke. I never heard anyone say it serious. I've only heard Kincaid say it as hilariously.
Okay.
And John Valdespino said in the archive chat space, off topic, I found that company that fed me for money. It's Sodexo.
I don't think that's the one I had in my head.
And Sodexo, which is one of the world's largest multinational corporation and it's headquartered in Paris. That's France.
No.
All right, so E.W. Jackson is going to educate you liberals and you progressives and you feminazis.
I am a feminazi.
About former candidate Rory Moore. All right.
Oh, the guy who's winning in the polls?
Oh, he's a candidate currently.
Yeah, he's a candidate again. He's winning in the poll.
Why?
The rapist guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's running again. He's leading.
Roy Moore, the nigga that got kicked out of malls for fucking harassing like 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, no, he's winning in the polls right now.
There you go. All right, so but E.W. Jackson's gonna give you the real deal.
Alabama Senator Doug Jones, by the way, who is only a senator because of the vicious attacks against Judge Roy Moore.
All right, vicious attacks.
Hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I've seen one of them them femmered Nazis, which is what they are. They're Nazis.
They're Nazis.
What up?
Somebody made a tweet that was actually accurate. It's like the term feminazi has seriously declined because suddenly Americans think Nazis aren't so bad. Yeah.
Oh, so now it's only people like me using it sarcastically?
I mean, there's like still some MRAs or whatever, but no, like the usage of feminazi has like significantly dropped off since, you know, Richard Spencer came to fame because maybe Nazis aren't so bad.
You see, Richard Spencer shouldn't get all that credit because there were those neo-Nazis that were willing to fucking stick their boots out there when it wasn't so popular. In the late 80s and early 90s, those guys took a risk.
So people apparently don't know that in the Blues Brothers movie, you know the scene where they're like, I fucking hate Illinois Nazis, and they ran the Nazis off a bridge? That was based on what was literally happening at the time, because a few months before...
Yeah.
Niggas don't know. Niggas don't know. You know, but other niggas don't know.
Yeah, it's Skokie, Illinois. It's some Jewish settlement community.
Yes.
And this is where, like, where Jimmy Dore is wrong. Because Jimmy Dore is like, that's their free speech. Those Nazis should be able to do their march. No, where they specifically target the Jewish settlement community to march in.
Right.
That's like, terrorism.
Right, where you literally are flying swastikas in a neighborhood that was built by fucking Holocaust survivors.
Yeah, that particular Holocaust. Mm. Like, that's... That ain't no freedoms of speech if I am.
That's fucking terrorism.
Yeah.
Terrorism, yeah. Yeah, but also, you know, people don't know that Martin Luther King came to Chicago for a march and neo-Nazis infiltrated and cracked him in his fucking face with, like, a brick.
Hmm.
Niggas don't know that either.
I think episode of the Boondocks alluded to it.
Hmm.
Of course.
Huh.
All right. E.W. Jackson. Mm-hmm. Breaking it down for you. Hmm. Who brought it up there?
The vicious attacks against him. Now, look, vicious. Folks, you know.
Look at how much fucking air is in his mix down.
Like,
sometimes I be thinking our shit sounds rough.
Oh, but nigga, you don't have to be good if you're doing talking points and you have a fan base.
Yep. Yeah. Remember the fucking A Voice for Men? Their shit was on Blog Talk Radio, full telephone audio.
Ugh.
And they built it up.
When you have people who want to tell you that sexually almost anything is okay.
All right.
With consent and of age people, yes, pretty much anything is okay.
You don't need to bring that part up. He's just saying anything and that's that. It ends at anything. I'll risk everything. All right. That's what he's talking about.
You've never even watched that musical. Shut the fuck up.
No, I don't. I don't like.
Yeah, you did the remix. I know.
I don't like those programs.
Mm-hmm. Anything. And then want to somehow judge a man who's served. I believe he served in Vietnam, but he's certainly serving during the Vietnam War.
All right.
Being an imperialist is something to be proud of, though.
Well, yeah. Don't Democrats say support them troopers?
And then they vote for bloated military defense budgets because vote blue no matter who or whatever.
And John Valdespino said the shrinking demographic of people who want to fight fascism and gender equality at the same time. Talking about going back to the term feminazi.
Mm-hmm.
Which was coined by Rush Limbaugh, who, remember, Rush Limbaugh got his show after Scalia, Bush 1, and Ronald Reagan got the Fairness Doctrine repealed, and then fuckers like Rush Limbaugh popped up, and then people like Bill Clinton passed the 96 Telecommunications Act that made them blow up. All right, here we go.
Comes home from the military and is looking to date, looking to get married.
All right. Comes on home. What, fellas like Roy Moore to come home from the military looking to date and get married. All right.
What, so they can beat their wives?
No, that's just the premise.
And nothing untoward that we've heard. Parents fully involved. You know, in fact, my wife and I were having a discussion about this.
What?
No, just when somebody says both parents were involved. Like, I hear, like, the low-key, like, slut-shaming, the problem with the black community is single mothers, and, you know, whatever. I can hear it. I can hear the implications.
Yeah.
In the tone.
It is really shitty, the fucking horrible unit of offspring that Snoop Dogg's single mother released upon society.
Wasn't Barack Obama raised by a single mother?
Yeah, but she was white. That's the good kind.
That is the good kind.
That is was a you blonde? Go girl.
Because that's the best kind.
I don't know what she looks like.
You know, these things shift and change culturally because Mary, based upon our best guesses, given the age at which young girls marry during that time and become betrothed,
was like 14 when she got knocked up with Jesus because God raped her.
Yeah, but you see, but E.W. Jackson is trying to break it down for you in a way that which you can understand it with your little lady brain.
Mary was probably somewhere between the age of 15 and 17 years old.
I'm just saying, he's not that far off. Somewhere and he's going to justify it.
But of course, she was a very spiritually mature woman.
The Bible says that. That's a verbatim quote. No matter what translation you look
God
at.
God picked Mary because she was 15 and sexually mature. However, Muslims.
Yeah.
Love pedophilia because their prophet was fucking a 12-year-old. Because 12 and 14 are so different. So different.
They are. When you're fucking, when you're 14. Dude, you can get Social Security like you're fucking elder.
No, you can't. You can't drink. You can't vote. You can't. No, you can't work.
Yeah, you can. If you're spiritually mature, you can.
Legally, I mean, unless you're like a rescued sex worker in Bangladesh who dies a horrible death in a factory fire. But you know,
young lady who was used mightily by God.
I like the.
Wait, did you say used mightily?
Used mightily by God. Fiends Cleta whispered that, but she said Jesus fucking Christ, and that is exactly what our mighty awesome God used her for.
No, I said Jesus fucking Christ, these fucking rapists out here.
So this man comes home and he dates girls, and some of them are young. Yes, some of them are young. But suddenly they want to turn him into a pedophile.
No, that's the definition of pedophilia.
What? You're not a pedophile until liberals call you one. Everything you do doesn't make you a pedophile. It's only when the Libras call you one.
The Libras? Okay, well, fuck the Libras. But this nigga's still a fucking pedophile.
The liberal achis, if you will. All right.
Nigga, I'm a fucking federachi. This nigga's still a fucking pedophile.
So we gotta kill it off for this here Sunday morning.
Yes.
All right. And we did record some shit yesterday, going to record some more today, and start uploading that shit to drop throughout the week. Going to be a goofy week in the factory. We failed an audit, so
yikes.
Yeah. Yikes. So that same company is now auditing again deeper, and we might lose a contract with Kellogg.
The Kellogg contract, though?
Yep, that's a lot of money.
Wow. Okay.
So, we might be, shit might be fucked up down there. So,
yeah, that's a lot of jobs.
Yeah, I gotta wrap up these, vacation days and get back in there and, play my part in the hustle. All right, folks. So, again, winecellarmedia.com is back up. Looks a little different. Might want to check it out. Take a little looky-poo there yourself. And keep the shit going. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. We have the link to our studio Amazon wish list. 3.5 millimeter to XLR. Could really use them fellers. And and the link will also be with the web post of the show, where you can drop a 5-star review if you use Apple's iTunes. Yep. All right, and you can and even if you don't have time to type up a whole deal, just click the 5-star thing and then click done, and Apple will be like, "Yeah, nigga, you done than a motherfucker," and you will be.
And you will be.
All right, and that'll be that. All right, Kimberly Loco, Kimberly Nicole, Michael Wright, Lisa Loco, Jan Loco, Britton Gadsden, John Valdespino, and Sam. All them niggas posted up in the archive chat space. And we got to get the frack out of here. Mm-hmm. All right, please be as safe as possible. This computer's pissing me off. All right, let that be that, but I'll tell you what.
And we're done.
There.